Protesters turned out again today in Myanmar's largest city, Yangon, in defiance of security forces that fired into crowds of protesters yesterday. Sunday was the bloodiest day in Myanmar since the military seized power there 1 month ago. Michael Sullivan has been covering this story for NPR from Thailand, and he joins us now for more. Michael, the United Nations Human Rights Office says at least 18 people were killed in Myanmar yesterday. Tell us more about what happened.
Well, in the past month, Myanmar's new military ruler showed uncharacteristic restraint for such a brutal institution, one that's been accused of genocide and ethnic cleansing in its treatment of the ethnic minority Rohingya. But yesterday morning, they went all in, I think. It was just nasty. Riot police and some military units were out in force all over the country, in the biggest city, Yangon, in the second city, Mandalay, and other cities, and they didn't hold back. Tear gas, rubber bullets, live rounds against protesters who seemed a little taken aback from the video I watched at how quickly and violently things turned. And those videos and photos were pretty graphic. Bloodied protesters being dragged away to safety by their friends, and more wounded cowering in buildings in and around the protest sites. It wasn't pretty.
Yeah, it was quite a scene, as you say. And I'm curious now, Michael, because it's been a month since this military coup. They claimed election fraud without evidence, and military leaders initially had promised new elections. So have they actually offered a date for that or provided any sort of concessions to democracy? Or do you get the sense, particularly from yesterday's violence, that the situation could just escalate and continue to get worse?
I would have to go with the situation's going to get worse. Initially, they said they were imposing a state of emergency for a year, which implied that they were going to have new elections in a year. But since then, they've been very quiet on that subject. And honestly, I don't see much hope that this is going to get resolved peacefully. After yesterday's violence, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said there would be additional actions to impose further costs on those responsible for yesterday's violence and the coup. But if the U.S. can't get its regional allies on board, it's tough to see diplomacy working. Japan and Singapore are two of the biggest investors in Myanmar, and even though they're both allies, there's a lot at stake economically, yeah? So if the U.S. can't get them on board, I don't think Myanmar's military will loosen its hold. They haven't been afraid of sanctions in the past. I don't think they will be now, though I think it's been clear from just how big these demonstrations have been that the military has overreached, or at least underestimated, how much they are reviled by the general population.
One other notable development today is that the lawyer for the ousted leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, says she's facing new criminal charges. And she appeared in court via video, and this is the first time she's been seen since she was detained a month ago. So, Michael, what else do we know about her status?
Not a lot. In the beginning, she was apparently detained in her house in the capital, Naypyidaw, but now we're not sure. Her lawyer, as you just said she appeared today in court in the capital and was charged with her third alleged offense since the February 1st coup. This one was for inciting unrest. That's on top of the first two charges she faces already, wait for it, for illegally importing walkie-talkies and for defying a public order limiting public gatherings due to the coronavirus pandemic. It's pretty obvious the military is trying to lay the groundwork for keeping her from running for public office again, even if they give up power again.
That's reporter Michael Sullivan with the latest from Myanmar after the bloodiest day since the military coup a month ago. Michael, thank you.
You're welcome.